CUNY Radio. My name is Corey Cool, and I represent Cool University. It is Monday, the 16th, and all I gotta say is peace to the gods in the earth, all right? What's going on? This is the Daily Rap Podcast. You know you need in your life. You know this. Today's show should be nothing short of a great show. A little bit of hip-hop news, but we all know why I turned on a microphone today. We all know why everybody has turned on their microphone the last few days. We are talking Kendrick Lamar, Mr. Morale, and the Big Stepper. Check it. I don't ask for much. That's what somebody say before they ask you for something. Can I borrow a dollar? Got a dollar I can borrow? Please like the episodes, leave a comment, a 5-star rating, or whatever you think might be fair. Most importantly, please share these episodes because me and you, we're part of a tribe that needs to continue to grow. If you're listening to this podcast, chances are I got your mathematics. But if you don't want me all in your text messages dancing at 7 in the morning, fill out and subscribe for notifications. Send your comments or other things, ratings regarding today's episode to cooluniversity.com. Now that that's out the way, how you doing, man? How are you? Hope today has been good to you. Well, better for you than it has been for me. Now, go front, man. Kind of really been in my feelings about this whole asshole shooter in Buffalo, you know. Hit up my family. I got some family out there and asked if everyone was okay. Everybody was fine, just heartbroken, of course. And shout out to the families that lost a loved one. I'm hoping someone comes up with a plan. We need like a black delegation or something, some kind of plan, because I'm really not sure that they're valuing us and our contributions. I don't know who that person is, but whoever you are, okay, I'm with you. We can start by calling out of work. I'm there. Let's call out. I got some sick days I want to use. Let's call out. Listen, I hope the weekend has been good. Hope you get a chance to have a couple grown-up juices and you're not too hungover to get this week started. All right? I had this Kendrick album. We all for it. We all for it. And we got a lot to talk about. So enough of this yapping. Let's get to our freestyle of the day.
Heard a conversation with my father talking to his favorite partner at the domino table. Tony had told him that he saw a young nigga hopping out, busting like four charters, popping pills, mix a gallon of Sherman, some holy water. Mix a gallon of Sherman, some holy water, sell it to a priest, he probably can get it off by tomorrow. It's wicked with my favorite uncle, kick it, fiends trying to kick the addiction of sucking glass dicks. Vivid images going gets any fantasy you can fathom. Phantoms ain't the only thing that's suicidal. Open the doorway to his soul, hit the hallway, then hit the closet. You see a rifle aiming at your arteries. Part of me, parts of me a psycho. In retrospect, my respect was a Power Ranger, I know. Tumbling backwards into a karate kicking high note. My innocence will eventually see a hindrance, surrendering Ninja Turtles, Peacha, and Sega Genesis. Hurled over my bunk bed, ear hustling. Something my papa said that caught my attention. His eyes red, he smoking no marijuana. Mixing a 211, he said I'm 7, going on 67. The day I turn 17 is the day that a lesson inside my lifetime. Come across a close line, every stick my cosign. Everything in the streets got the power to make me go blind. Even if he sat me down in the sun and gave me those eyes. Comprehended well and I can smell the soberness evaporating by itself. He said, Tony, my biggest fear is to hear Kendrick disappeared in the fire out here and I didn't help. So if I can give him the game to hydroplane his decisions in life so he can go further than the streets and remain to be on the honor roll. Sacrifice my life, even if that shit my mama though. Till the day he carried by the big six, domino, come.
Yeah, man. That freestyle by K-Dot was brought to you by So What's the Scenario? The hip-hop-based debate game for 4 to 8 players. Just the right amount of randomness, personal opinion, trash talk, strategy, and music discovery. Great for a game night. And right now, if you use my code COOL, COOL, you will receive free shipping. That freestyle of the day leads us to today's mathematics, man. Happy 31st birthday to the Chattanooga MC and TD artist, Isaiah Rashad. Not going front. Not going to lie. I know the elephant in the room. You know, he's been in the news for some, you know, unexpected sexual activity, you know, but I can say that he's pretty nice on the mic. Pause. Pause. 1989, Brooklyn MC Special Ed dropped his debut album, Youngest in Charge, through Profile Records. It had a smash single, I Got It Made, plus the Magnificent. Picked at number 73 on the Billboard 200 album chart in the USA and was selected as one of The Source's 100 best rap albums ever. Same day, 1991, Ice Cube dropped America's Most Wanted, his first solo album after the crazy split from his former group NWA. Album was primarily produced by Public Enemy's production team, the Bomb Squad. That's right, he jumped over here on the East Coast, went the total other way. A critical and commercial as well as cultural success. It is also the second album to receive a Source 5 mic rating. So I need you to get your study on, because Thursday, yes, this Thursday, we are looking back at this amazing album as part of our 5 mic 15. Please tune in Thursday for that. Do your homework. America's Most Wanted. All right, Thursday. That's today's mathematics, baby. Before we get into our Kendrick discussion, because that's what today's about. I told you, you know, it's about that man, K-Dot, today. I want to touch on a little something that happened over the weekend. It's been a tough week for YSL, man. Tough couple of days. One of their artists, rapper Lil Keed, passed away at 24. He was pretty much known. Kate got a little fame for his 2019 Long Live Mexico album. And of course, his affiliation with Young Thug's Stoner Life Records. Death was confirmed on Saturday by a representative of his record label, 300 Entertainment, which did not specify a cause. Keed had been scheduled to perform at a music festival in Charlotte, but, you know, obviously that didn't occur. At the moment, there is not, like I said, an official cause, but there are rumors swirling around that he might have passed over liver failure, which is an extreme for someone that young. I really don't want to talk about something that's not really a fact right now, but, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, the hard living didn't play or take a toll on this young man as he leaves one daughter behind who was 3 years old. All right, rest in peace, Lil Keed. If you haven't heard any of his music, make sure you go stream. Put some money in the little baby girl's pockets, all right? All right, man. Like I told you, you know what we came to do here. K-Dot, man, shocked the world. Before we left for the weekend, right, Kendrick delivered this pulverizing video for The Heart Part 5. Since then, he's had the whole world on a string. But with no rollout, ain't that crazy? Did no radio, no interviews, no TV appearances. Just dropped an album. I mean, people knew it was coming, but he just dropped it. Gave a release date, dropped it. And man, what an album it is. Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers, released on his own PG Lang, Top Dog Entertainment, Aftermath Entertainment, and Interscope Records. Ooh, a lot of people in there, a lot of cooks in the kitchen. This double album serves as his final project with Top Dog. Now, P. Lang is a media company co-founded by Kendrick and his business partner and high school homeboy, Dave Free, back in 2020. And it stands for Program Language. In a blog post, Kendrick talked a little bit about his creative process. He quotes, "Spend most of my days with fleeting thoughts, writing, listening, and collecting old beach cruisers." Imagine all that money. I want an old beach. I want to spend Rez money. "The morning rides keep me on a hill of silence. I go months without a phone. Love, loss, and grief have disturbed my comfort zone. But the glimmers of God speak through my music and family." I will say that the material is most definitely solo influenced. I spoke to my Kendrick rep GB of the Cigars, and he made sure to tell me, "All right, bro, take your time on this." Because see, the new review, or what we knew growing up as the album review, right? We sit around and we listen for days and days and days. It's no longer that. The new review is now the reaction. Right? They put the record on and they react to it right away, really without much thought. And that's not what I do. That's not what I wanted to do. So I sat and listened as hard as I could for just a couple days, which is still not enough for me. But I want to find a way to review and not react. And I still think months down the line, I will have new feelings about this body of work. So I picked two records today. The world is rolling with their picks. And you're rolling with your picks, I'm sure. But I just have two that I came here for. Just a couple of my faves. I think I got one for my radio rotation and one for the listeners. And both of them should be played at loud volume only. This is my first record, Kendrick Lamar, Rich Spirit, CUNY Radio.
Taking my baby to school, then I pray for it. Cause you bitches ain't never been cool. Writing testament, painting pictures, put me in the Louvre. That's a definite universal shift. I'm in the groove. A celebrity do not mean integrity, you fool. I'm a good man, shake your hand, firm grip rule. 72 wins, lost 10, balling with the flu. More than 2 M's for sure, but add another 2. Little man, the big man, the GT down and flipping the kickstand. Rich nigga, broke phone. Trying to keep the balance, I'm staying strong. Stop playing with me before I turn you to a song. Stop playing with me before I turn you to a song. Hey, bitch, I'm attractive. Can't fuck with you no more, I'm fasting. Bitch, I'm attractive. Can't fuck with you no more, I'm fasting. The morality can wait, feedback on low latency. I'm glitching from the face as my thoughts grow sacredly. I'm running out of space, ask Winnie, she okay? Never mind a 100K, why you lying on Benjamin? He turning in his grave. I'd be lying if I said I wouldn't get it. Shit away, the aloof Buddha. I'm Christ with a shooter. Praise to Muhammad, I might nigga lose ya. AP, Michael Friedman, my friend's cooler. Primary soda resale, face stupid. I would never live my life on a computer. IG, I get you life for a chikabuya. More power to ya. Love him from a distance. Why you always in the mirror more than the bitches? And my cousin tried to sue me like he got the privilege. But I didn't lose sleep cause I got the spirit. Hey, rich nigga, broke phone. Tryna keep the balance, I'm staying strong. Stop playing with me before I turn you to a song. Stop playing with me before I turn you to a song. Hey, bitch, I'm attractive. Can't fuck with you no more, I'm fasting. Bitch, I'm attractive. Can't fuck with you no more, I'm fasting. That brother, real nigga, that brother. We dress up the score, give me that brother. Spirit medium, my own rap brother. We headed there now, are you strapped brother? Hey, peacemaker, but I'm not naive brother. Hey, gotta watch your homies and police brother. Hey, cloud chasing, hell of a disease brother. I'm fasting, 4 days out the week, brother. I pray to God that you realize the entourage is dead. I pray to God that you not lagging when you off the meds. I pray to God she know them Cabo trips don't last forever. Bitch, I argue with her mama, go and get them kids. I pray to God you actually pray when somebody dies. Thoughts and prayers, way better off timelines. False claiming, not cute, I'm mortified. The new earth in high pursuit, 200 lives. Bitch nigga, broke phone. Tryna keep the balance, I'm staying strong. Stop playing with me before I turn you to a song. Stop playing with me before I turn you to a song. Hey, bitch, I'm attractive. Can't fuck with you no more, I'm fasting. Bitch, I'm attractive. Can't fuck with you no more, I'm fasting.
Yes, sir, Rich Spirit by the guy K Dot. Off his brand new album, Mr. Morale and the Big Stepper. So many layers to that song. But to be truthful, I just love the beat. Like I said, that first pick was just my little radio rotation, how I would feel with the headphones on in the WHPC studio. I like that record. I think it's just some fly shit to make you think as well. Before we move on, CUNY Radio is now available on Overcast, Pocket Cast, CastBox, Radio Republic, and Stitcher. Besides your normal podcast platforms, these are just a few more that you can catch these lovely, lovely episodes. All right? Back to K Dot, my G's. Now, his last record was 2017. That was Damn. Grammy Award winning for Best Rap Album of the Year, a Pulitzer Prize, which is, what is that for? Achievement in newspaper, magazine, online journalism, literature, and musical composition, and rightfully won. But I was still a little conflicted. I think I had been so tarnished as a listener that I didn't appreciate it. But I also think that the album had way more surface level records than this one. The new album is written to the very last second. So that prize pretty much needs to be handed right back over. So I also never seen an album chase me like this one. I usually listen to my music starting Saturday. Usually Friday is the day I take to myself. No music, please. I don't want to hear nothing on a Friday. And that's strange because that's usually when all the new music comes out. But for me, it's the end of my, you know, music journey. So I usually like to take Friday to just watch aimless TV, things like that. But I had to stay off the gram because the opinions were everywhere. I managed to stay away from it. I get all the way to my cigars Friday night. You know, that's my podcast that discusses relationships, love, sex, and dating. I just behind the camera there. But they were playing it and I had to like turn it off. I had to be like an a-hole and turn it off. I'm like, my guy, come on. But of course, my guy GB, you know, he wasn't gonna let me slide. Now I gotta be honest. I can't say that I was not a fan. So it's not like I was not a fan. But I didn't necessarily connect with his music really up till right now. I do believe I have gotten better as a listener over the past. When I really decided to take this thing serious on the other side of the microphone on the journalism kind of side, to be real, now that I've heard it, I can't unhear it. So before I give my official two cents, I want to share my next pick. Like I said, the first record wasn't personal for me. It was just a little bop, as the kids say. But this one, I want to go on record and say that this is close, if not the best or the most well-written rap record of all time. From like a technical skill point, it's definitely might be one of the best that I've ever heard. And it's surely making waves. Kendrick Lamar featuring Taylor Page, We Cry Together, Uni Radio.
Sounds like.
You got me fucked up.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
I swear I'm tired of these emotional ass, ungrateful ass bitches. Unstable ass, confrontational ass, dumb bitches. You wanna bring a nigga down, even when I'm trying to do right. We can go our separate ways right now. You can move on with your life.
Fuck you, nigga. You love a bitty party. I won't show up. Always act like your shit don't stink. Motherfucker, grow up. Forever late for shit. Won't buy shit. Sit around and deny shit. Fuck around on a side bitch. Then come fucking up my shit.
Fucking up your shit. You must be bleeding and some more shit. Bitch, I don't know shit. Fuck your feelings.
You want some whole shit. See, I don't know why you like playing mind games with me. Oh, bitch, yeah. I ain't slow nor dizzy. I know when you being distant. I know when you fake busy. Get out your feelings and miss me with that reverse psychology.
Man, bitch, you tripping. Who got you that rollie chain?
And who put that car in my name?
But you think I'ma kiss your ass?
Nah, nigga, you fucking lame.
You know what? Fuck you, bitch.
Fuck you, nigga.
Nah, fuck you, bitch.
Nah, fuck you, nigga.
Fuck you, bitch.
Nah, fuck you, nigga.
Nah, fuck you, bitch.
Fuck you, nigga. Fuck you, nigga.
Fuck you. No guilt tripping, okay. I held your ass down.
You just kept me down, that's a big difference. Stressing myself, trying to figure why I'm not good enough. Going to church, praying for you, searching for good in us. Little dick ass nigga that's trying to go big.
But you were sucking his dick, though.
Well, shit, I should've sucked his.
What you say?
I should've found a bigger dick.
Bitch, get the fuck out my face.
Oh, what, you mad?
Shut up, bitch, you got me fucked up today on God.
You mad, little feelings is shot. Go text that raggedy bitch and tell her you all that she got.
Man,
cause I'ma be late for work.
Fuck your job, today gon' be the day you walk to that bitch.
Give me my fucking keys.
Nah, I like you parked in that bitch.
Give me my keys, bro.
Oh God, you ain't getting these keys.
Give me my fucking keys.
Ah, now you mad at me, I got you hollering for nothing.
I do the same when we fucking.
Act like that pussy ain't loose.
I'd rather act like I'm coming.
I'd rather fuck off the juice.
I'd rather fuck on your cousin.
Bitch, you said you gon' fuck who?
You heard me, nigga, right. It's nothing.
You know what? Fuck you, nigga. Bitch. Fuck you, bitch.
Nah, fuck you,
no,
nigga.
Fuck you, bitch.
Nah, fuck you, nigga.
Fuck you, bitch.
Fuck you,
bitch.
Fuck you,
fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, bitch. Fuck you, bitch. Stupid ass bitch. I don't even know why I fuck with you.
I'll be damned if I stuck with you.
Change my number, I'm ducking you, bitch.
Bitch, whatever is comfortable.
This the type of shit couples do. Should've thought about cuffing you, bitch.
Nigga, you dirty and you broke.
Oh, you goofy and gullible.
The insecurities you got won't mind fuck me. Womanizer got no affection from your mama, I see.
Don't speak on my mama, the fuck is your problem?
That bitch don't like me anyway.
Bitch, she gave you the Honda.
And use that shit to throw it in my face.
Yeah,
find it funny, you just can't apologize.
Bitch,
egotistic, narcissistic, love your own lives.
Bro.
See you the reason why strong women fucked up. Why they say it's a man's world. See you the reason for Trump.
Crying.
You the reason we overlooked, underpaid, underbooked, under shame. If you look, I don't speak. Harvey Weinstein had to see his conclusion. You the reason R. Kelly can't recognize that he's abusive.
Man, shut the fuck up. We all know you still playing this music. Said I'm tired of these emotional ass, ungrateful ass bitches. Fake innocent, fake feminist. Stop pretending y'all sentiments ain't really then what you defending.
Ego.
It's a split decision. Bros like you,
you
and real
Look
victims.
You.
Let's talk the truth.
Okay.
Women in general just can't get along.
Explain, nigga.
When Tosh got a man, you didn't pick up the phone.
Explain, nigga.
When they got a job, you said you stay at home.
Explain.
Why R&B bitches don't feature on each other's songs.
What the fuck is you talking about?
Never mind, bitch, I'm walking out.
Whatever, nigga, I'm off you
your
now.
Your evil ass kept me well in doubt.
Pussy nigga, best watch your mouth.
Pussy in mouth is all you got.
Lay this pussy back on the couch.
Doggy style, then you get on top.
Fuck me, nigga.
I'ma fuck you, bitch.
Nah, fuck me, nigga, fuck me.
I'ma fuck you, bitch.
Nah, fuck you, fuck me.
You playing, man.
Fuck me.
Kendrick Lamar featuring the actress Taylor Paige. Just brilliantly written. And the beat is on some Griselda Derringer shit. You know what I mean? So you know I was sold. Now, you ready for my 2 cents? I want to say this project is for listeners only. Very, very serious mood. I want to say that the intro had me a little off balance, though. As far as the tone was concerned, I usually, you know, I'm an intro lover. I know it's way bigger than the intro. The importance of a project is way bigger than the intro, but for some reason, I could feel where an artist is going based off of that intro. And usually I love beat switches, but this one was a little drastic for me. Quickly, though, N95 was a real quick rebound. I found kind of where he was going with this one. I feel like he exercised a level of authority on this project. It was like a scolding. Like, I'm going to tell you about myself, but also tell you about your goddamn self. What's the line where he talks about the chick arguing with your mama, go and get them kids? See, that's something that us in this black community, we all know about. We all know that person that passed them kids off, get a chance to drop them off at their mama or their parents. We know all about that. As far as his lyrics were concerned, I kind of thought he graduated to maybe like a new level of niceness, because I don't think it was about skill. I don't think it was about how nice I am, bravado or swag. I think it was like he mastered conversation. I enjoyed the many different inflections of his voice and the ability to kind of show up with different characters and use them when he felt like them, but it didn't sound cheesy on them, you know? I believe the message was pretty genuine, And I think it was amazing that a person who is so far removed from the average person managed to spend an entire album making you feel that you were the same. Earlier, I quoted about him going for months on end without a phone, and his creativity really kind of shined through on this project. I also really cherished the fact that there was no bar fillers. See, like I said in his damn record, records like DNA were fire and bangers, but there were bars that were just regular bars, you know what I'm saying? More so swag shit and stuff like that. But I feel like no bar on this project was taken for granted. Like, I can see why this took so long. I can see why it took years. As far as his features, Blast, Taylor Page, of course, Summer Walker, Ghostface Killah, Baby Keem, Kodak showing up on there, Sam Do, you know, I think appropriate. I love how some people make features step up. Like Kodak could give you any kind of little verse or any kind of swag that you're looking for. But it's kind of like Kanye. It's like a similar magnitude. Like when Kanye has a feature that comes on an album, there's a different level of execution that they have to reach. It's not any old regular verse, right? You take Kodak, you put him on a Moneybagg Yo, it's like, ah, I'm gonna rip it. I'm gonna do my thing. But you put on a Kendrick, he knows he's gonna be in so many different ears that I have to step up. Kanye, like I said, did with Favio. He made Favio say, okay, when I jump on this and I'm like, I got this many bars on the Kanye project or people who would never necessarily hear me, it brings a lot more out of you. And I want to go back to Miss Taylor Page. Oh boy, I had no clue who she was. So I went and got my Google on. I had to Google her. I think she messed with that light-skinned brother. from Grey's Anatomy, best known as her role as Aisha Hayes in the VH1 series Hit the Floor, Gene of the Joneses, White Boy Rick in 2018, and Zola. I believe she won the Independent Spirit Award for Best Female Lead. Now, one of the most incredible things about this album is this song. Now, I know I chose two songs that are like back to back to each other, but I would say that this is probably the most creative song I've ever heard. Now, I feel like there's been concepts like that, but the thing that changes my mind or solidifies this in my mind is the fact that he took an actress to do this. Could have gotten any female rapper, right? A Rhapsody could have tried to pull that off or whatever. But taking an actress brings a real performance level to it. Almost like Hamilton, right? But like doper. Some Hamilton bars, you're like, what? But I don't think any rapper could have went back and forth like that. As an actress, she delivered a different level of performance. And I think he now change the dynamics of what a rap album could be by putting an actress who's not known for being a rapper. It's not like she's got tracks out or whatever. A lot of people don't even know who she is. But she was the one that he knew could deliver this dramatic kind of performance. I think Kendrick has reached a new level of narration here. Self-reflection, but also world reflection. A real look at humanity. I don't think the brokest rapper could touch the pulse of our lives like that. I think songs like Auntie Diaries is a clear example of situations and stories that our generation went through. I had an uncle that was gay, but I didn't know that. I didn't think twice about it. I just thought he was a clean dressed brother, nice suits and all that. And his dude that came through, I thought that was his homie. I would have never knew just based off of, you know, how things were carried. I'll be real, man. I'll be real. I'll be real. this album right here, let's get the Grammy ready. Carve it out. Pack it in, guys. Pack it in. Carve the name in there. Just mail it to his house right now. I don't think anyone in the business, anyone could match this level of artistry. Push the envelope as far as the production, because to be honest, I didn't bop very much, which was strange. This is one of the first albums I ever listened to. I really didn't bop. I was too busy listening. It's never happened before. But the records that I decided to pick, I thought were handsomely produced as well. He had his regular Soundwave, JLBS. He had Beacon on there, Pharrell 4, Mr. Morale. As a whole, long story short, guys, pack it in. Start carving the Grammy. His name is on it already. Take the summer off, everybody. Nobody wants to hear your shit. And if it don't got no substance, keep it. But what do I know? Take yourself right now and go stream this astonishing album. Kendrick Lamar, Mr. Morale, and the Big Stepper. As of right now, this album is projected to move between 325,000 and 350,000 equivalent album units in the U.S. for its first week. This prediction also would undoubtedly earn Lamar yet another number one album on the Billboard 200. Lamar announced a 65-date concert tour, the Big Steppers Tour, which will visit the United States, Canada, Europe, and Oceania. Baby Keem and Tana Leone will join as opening acts on all three legs of the tour. Get your tickets. 333 NYC area shows. Brooklyn Barclays Center, August 5th and 6th. And Elmont's new UBS Arena on August 7th. Tickets to all dates go on sale this Friday, May 20th at 12 p.m. with a Cash App pre-sale beginning Thursday, May 19th at 10 a.m. Real quick shout out, you. I had a long week trying to get you all this content and you showed up in the numbers. I appreciate you. I know you're busy. I got a lot of things going, but you gave me some of your time, and I truly, truly, truly appreciate that. But I got to bust a couple moves, man. I hope you enjoyed today's show. I go by the name Koi Cool, and I represent Cool University. You can find me on the Voice of NCC 90.3 FM, where I play it cool every Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m. If you're not in the Long Island area, don't even worry about it. You could download the iHeart or Odyssey app and search WHPC. Good news, if you can't catch it live, the replays of the Play It Cool show are now available on SoundCloud. So if you can't and you miss the greatest hour of hip-hop and R&B radio, shame on you, first of all. But the replays are there for you. Shout out to my guys, Cigars and Whiskey Pie. Their episodes drop every Tuesday. So that's right, tomorrow, dropping a brand new episode. And they go live Fridays from their YouTube account and their Instagram account, Cigars and Whiskey. Follow your boy on the gram, Cool University, of course. And most of all, send me your number so I can be bothering you in the morning, or subscribe for notifications. Tomorrow, I think we're going to talk a little bit about this Billboard Music Awards and play some music that I want to hear. All right. So from me to you, have a great day and party responsibly.